Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A special homecoming Thursday in Minneapolis for Annunciation Catholic school shooting victim Sophia Forkas. The 12-year-old was released from Gillette Children's Hospital and escorted home by police and paramedics in a limousine. The Forkas family thanked her doctors from HCMC, and she was greeted by classmates and teachers. Her parents posted on GoFundMe, "Today marks one of the most extraordinary days of our lives. Our beloved daughter, Sophia, is coming home." Forkas was shot in the head August 27th and still faces a long road to a full recovery. There's a shortage of adult-use cannabis in the state, and compacts with four tribal nations will bring some additional products to the market. The Office of Cannabis Management's Josh Collins says we will soon start to see flower coming from the first cultivator licensees.
Right now, we have 13 of those micro businesses that have licenses who intend to do cultivation. Some of them are doing indoor, some are doing outdoor or greenhouse. And then we have two of the large scale cultivators licensed.
He says a Pine County company that received the first grower's license is about to harvest. A tribal state cannabis compact was signed Thursday with the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Little Ghouls and Goblins will be marching this afternoon in downtown Anoka. The Halloween Committee's Karen George says elementary school students get out early today for the big parade of little people.
They are in costume. They march by their class with their teacher, and their principal is at the head of the parade route. And it's just moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles and friends and business owners that come out of onto Main Street and watch their kids walk the parade route just like they did in 1920.
The Halloween Grand Day Parade on Saturday draws tens of thousands of people. The Minnesota Vikings fall to 3-4 after getting crushed by the L.A. Chargers 37-10 on Thursday Night Football. Quarterback Carson Wentz passed for 144 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Coach Kevin O'Connell says it was a rough game.
Wasn't our night in any capacity, any way, shape, or form, from the interception being overturned early on to potentially having one of your biggest plays of the night turn into them having the ball at midfield. It was an avalanche of momentum for them that we tried to overcome.
The Vikings defense allowed 419 yards. J.J. McCarthy is expected to start against Detroit November 2nd. And the Minnesota Wild are teaming up with the American Red Cross to raise money for disaster relief. The fundraiser will be held during Sunday's home game against the San Jose Sharks. Volunteers will be on hand to collect donations from Wild fans. This is MNN.